Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Immunology Roundtable. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of neutrophils and macrophages, the first responders of our immune system. These cells are like the frontline soldiers, ready to tackle infections and injuries. It's remarkable how they work together to keep us safe.
Absolutely, Victor. It's like they're the first ones on the scene of a crime, assessing the situation and taking action. These cells are crucial not just for fighting off pathogens, but also for orchestrating the entire immune response. It's all written in the code of our biology, really.
Right on, and let's not forget how dynamic their roles are. Neutrophils and macrophages don't just show up and start swinging. They have a whole playbook of strategies to deploy. It's like they're the superheroes of our immune system, each with their own unique powers.
Exactly. And throughout this episode, we'll explore how these cells originate, how they function, and why they're so critical in both health and disease. So buckle up as we embark on this journey through the immune landscape.
And if you're wondering why this matters, just think about it. Understanding these cells can lead to better treatments for various diseases. It's like finding the right software to fix a glitch in a program.
There's always a microbe behind the curtain, so let's get started and uncover the secrets of these incredible immune warriors.
Let's dive into the world of neutrophils and macrophages. These cells are the first responders in our immune system, and they have some fascinating characteristics. Neutrophils, for instance, are like the rapid response team, quick to mobilize and highly effective at tackling bacteria. They're short-lived but incredibly powerful in their role.
Right on, Victor. Neutrophils originate from the bone marrow and can make up about 60% of our white blood cells. They're like the sprinters of the immune system, racing to the site of infection. And then we have macrophages, which are more like marathon runners. They're slower to arrive, but stick around longer to clean up the mess and coordinate the immune response.
No kidding! It's like they each have their own job description. Neutrophils are great at phagocytosis, which is basically gobbling up pathogens, while macrophages not only do that, but also play a crucial role in activating other immune cells. They're the ultimate multitaskers.
Exactly. It's interesting how these cells differentiate from common progenitor cells in the bone marrow. Neutrophils mature quickly, while macrophages can develop from monocytes that migrate from the bloodstream into tissues. This differentiation is key to their specialized functions.
And when infections strike, these cells are activated through various signals, like cytokines and chemokines. It's like a well-orchestrated symphony, where each player knows their part and when to come in.
Speaking of symphonies, it's like a battle scene in a movie. Neutrophils charge in, guns blazing, while macrophages provide the strategic support. They really are the unsung heroes of our immune defense.
Let's follow the cascade of their activation next. Understanding how these processes work can give us insight into how our body fights infections and maintains health. Now, let's explore the mechanisms of action for neutrophils and macrophages. These cells have a variety of strategies to eliminate pathogens. For starters, phagocytosis is a key mechanism. This is where they engulf and digest microbes. It's almost like they're taking a bite out of the problem.
Spot on, Victor. Phagocytosis is fascinating. Neutrophils are particularly adept at this, using specialized receptors to recognize and bind to pathogens. Once they've engulfed the invader, they unleash a cocktail of enzymes to break it down. It's like a microscopic demolition crew.
And don't forget about degranulation. That's when these cells release granules filled with antimicrobial substances. It's like they're throwing a party for the immune system, inviting all the right tools to the fight.
Right. This degranulation process is crucial for combating larger pathogens, like fungi and parasites. It's a bit like using heavy artillery when the regular weapons just won't cut it.
Speaking of heavy artillery, neutrophils also produce reactive oxygen species. These are powerful molecules that can destroy pathogens, but they can also cause collateral damage to surrounding tissues. It's a double-edged sword.
Plot twist. It's like sending in a wrecking ball to take down a building. You might get the job done, but you could also level the entire block.
Exactly. Balancing these responses is key to maintaining health. If neutrophils and macrophages go overboard, they can contribute to inflammation and tissue damage. So, understanding these mechanisms helps us appreciate the fine line they walk in our immune defense.
And that's why studying these processes is so important. It's all written in the code of our immune system, and deciphering it can lead to better therapies down the line.
Now, let's talk about communication and coordination among neutrophils and macrophages. These cells don't just act independently. They're part of a highly organized network. Think of them as a team, each player knowing their role in the game.
Right on, Victor. They communicate using signaling molecules called cytokines and chemokines. It's like sending text messages to each other, letting them know when to ramp up the response or when to hold back.
No kidding! It's almost like a dance. When one cell detects an invader, it sends out signals that attract other immune cells to the site. It's a beautiful choreography of immune defense!
Exactly. This coordination is crucial for an effective immune response. For instance, when neutrophils are activated, they release chemokines that guide macrophages to the area of infection. It's all about teamwork in the immune system.
And the signaling doesn't stop there. Macrophages also play a pivotal role in modulating the immune response. They can produce anti-inflammatory signals to help resolve inflammation once the threat is neutralized. It's like they're the peacekeepers of the immune system.
Speaking of peacekeeping, if communication goes awry, it can lead to problems. Overactive signaling can cause chronic inflammation, while insufficient signaling might leave the body vulnerable to infections. It's a delicate balance.
Let's follow the cascade of these signaling pathways next. Understanding how these cells communicate can shed light on potential therapeutic targets for various diseases.
And that's where the science gets really exciting. It's all written in the code of our immune interactions, and decoding it can lead to innovative treatments.
Let's shift gears and discuss clinical relevance and dysfunction related to neutrophils and macrophages. These cells are crucial for our immune defense, but when they don't function properly, it can lead to serious health issues. For instance, chronic inflammation is often linked to overactive neutrophils.
Fair point, Victor. When neutrophils are constantly activated, they can cause damage to healthy tissues, leading to conditions like rheumatoid arthritis. It's like having a fire alarm that never stops ringing. Eventually, it just becomes noise, and the real issues get overlooked.
No kidding! And on the flip side, if macrophages are underactive, it can result in immunodeficiencies. This means the body isn't effectively clearing infections, leaving individuals vulnerable to even minor pathogens. It's like having a security guard who's fallen asleep on the job.
Exactly. We also see dysfunction in autoimmune diseases, where the immune system mistakenly targets the body's own cells. In these cases, both neutrophils and macrophages can contribute to the damage. It's a complex interplay that highlights the need for balance in immune responses.
Speaking of balance, conditions like sepsis illustrate the extreme end of dysfunction. Here, an overwhelming immune response can lead to widespread inflammation and organ failure. It's a stark reminder of how powerful these cells can be, both for good and ill.
Plot twist. It's like a superhero movie where the hero becomes the villain. Understanding these dysfunctions helps us identify potential therapeutic targets to restore balance.
Let's follow the cascade of how these dysfunctions manifest clinically and what we can do to address them. It's crucial for improving patient outcomes and developing new treatments. Now, let's dive into diagnostic approaches for assessing neutrophil and macrophage function. Understanding how these cells operate is crucial for diagnosing various immune-related conditions. For starters, a complete blood count, or CBC, can provide valuable insights into the number of these cells in circulation.
Spot on, Victor. A CBC can reveal if there's an abnormal increase or decrease in neutrophils, which can indicate infections or other issues. It's like getting a snapshot of the immune system's readiness to respond.
And don't forget about inflammatory markers. Tests like C-reactive protein, CRP, and erythrocyte sedimentation rate, ESR, can show us how active the inflammation is. It's like checking the temperature of the immune response. Too hot, and we might have a problem.
Exactly. We also have functional assays that can assess how well these cells are working. For example, we can measure their ability to phagocytize pathogens or produce nutritious reactive oxygen species. It's like putting them through a performance review to see if they're meeting expectations.
Speaking of performance, flow cytometry is another powerful tool. It allows us to analyze the surface markers on these cells, helping us understand their activation status and functionality. It's like using a high-tech scanner to get a detailed look at the immune players on the field.
Plot twist! If we find that neutrophils or macrophages aren't functioning properly, it can lead us to specific diagnoses like chronic granulomatous disease or other immunodeficiencies. It's all about connecting the dots.
Let's follow the cascade of how these diagnostic approaches can lead to better patient outcomes. Understanding the function of neutrophils and macrophages can really change the game in treatment strategies. Let's explore the therapeutic implications of targeting neutrophils and macrophages. These cells are central to our immune response, so understanding how to modulate their activity can lead to innovative treatments. For instance, biologics that target specific cytokines can help regulate inflammation in autoimmune diseases.
Spot on, Victor. By blocking certain pathways, we can reduce the overactivity of these immune cells, which is crucial in conditions like rheumatoid arthritis. It's like tuning a musical instrument. Getting the right balance can make all the difference in performance.
And speaking of balance, there are also therapies aimed at enhancing the function of neutrophils and macrophages in immunodeficient patients. For example, using growth factors can boost their numbers and activity, helping the body fight off infections more effectively. It's like giving them a power up.
Exactly. We also have immunomodulators that can fine-tune the immune response without completely shutting it down. This approach is particularly useful in managing chronic inflammatory diseases. It's all about finding that sweet spot between too much and too little activity.
And let's not forget the emerging field of gene therapy. By correcting genetic defects in immune cells, we could potentially restore their normal function. It's like rewriting the code to fix bugs in a software program.
Plot twist! This kind of approach could revolutionize how we treat diseases that currently have limited options. The possibilities are exciting, and they highlight the importance of ongoing research in immunology.
Let's follow the cascade of these therapeutic strategies as we continue to learn more about neutrophils and macrophages. Understanding their roles not only helps us develop better treatments, but also improves patient outcomes across various diseases. As we wrap up today's episode, let's recap the key points we've discussed about neutrophils and macrophages. These first responders are essential for our immune defense, acting swiftly to combat infections and injuries. Their ability to communicate and coordinate effectively is crucial for a balanced immune response.
Right on, Victor. We've seen how their dysfunction can lead to various clinical conditions, from chronic inflammation to autoimmune diseases. Understanding these pathways not only helps in diagnosing issues, but also in developing targeted therapies. It's all written in the code of our immune system.
And don't forget the exciting therapeutic implications we explored. From biologics to gene therapy, the future holds so much promise for improving patient outcomes. It's like we're opening a treasure chest of possibilities in immunology.
So, whether it's through enhancing their function or modulating their activity, the potential for new treatments is vast. As we continue to learn more about these cells, we'll be better equipped to tackle immune-related diseases.
And that's a wrap for today. We hope our listeners gained valuable insights into the fascinating world of neutrophils and macrophages. Be sure to join us next time as we dive into another exciting topic in immunology.
There's always a microbe behind the curtain waiting to be discovered. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.